Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 18. Police Commissioner Fanny Masimola has visited the site of an earlier shooting where the Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Walter Sisulu University was killed. 44-year-old Sinetemba Mpambane was shot multiple times while sitting in his car near the university's Mtata campus.
We don't know the motive, and it doesn't look like they took anything because his laptop, some cash was found in the car, and his cell phones were also found in the car. So surely the motive can be robbery. Something else, because nothing was taken from him.
Masimola warns against speculation at this stage and says they've assembled a multidisciplinary team comprised of various units, including the Violent and Organized Crime Unit, to investigate this murder. And the National Council of SPAs says they've laid criminal charges against the board of directors of Daybreak Farms following a case of animal cruelty. More than a million animals had to be euthanized after they were found in overcrowded spaces without food and gaping wounds. Spokesperson Jock Peacock says they have more than enough evidence of gross negligence and systematic failures.
These failures were not only inhumane but criminal in nature, prompting the NSPCA to take legal action. We will now work closely with the South African Police Service and the National Prosecuting Authority to pursue justice on behalf of the animals that suffered. The law compels us to value every single animal individually.
Meanwhile, the conflict between Israel and Iran is in the spotlight today. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi spoke at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva on the escalating attacks between Iran and Israel.
International humanitarian law already badly undermined as a consequence of Israel's relentless atrocities in occupied Palestine and elsewhere, is now under another extremely serious danger.
Elsewhere, the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Dannon, accused Iran of what he calls a performance at the United Nations Security Council.
How dare you ask the international community to protect you from the consequences of your own genocidal agenda? Have you no shame? For years, your supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has publicly and repeatedly called for the destruction of Israel and the United States.
At the same urgent meeting of the UN Security Council, Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, said the nuclear question is in the central issue in the conflict between Iran and Israel. He emphasized the importance of peace, but also said that Iran has to respect the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Iran has repeatedly stated that it is not seeking nuclear weapons. But let's recognize there is a trust gap. The only way to bridge that gap is through diplomacy, to establish a credible, comprehensible, and verifiable solution, including full access to inspectors of the IAEA.
And in other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa has lauded the Constitutional Court for its vital role in strengthening democracy, promoting social cohesion, and advancing reconciliation in South Africa. He spoke during the court's 30th anniversary celebration in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, earlier today.
This court has elevated the consciousness of our people about their constitutional rights. It has contributed to building trust in our legal or judicial system.
That's it from our side for today. I'm Marlene Frischier. Have a good weekend.
Let us handle the tunes while you handle the moves. Nice move, man. The Jacarand FM Party Night. Uniting Gauteng.
He's a vibe.
With one big Joel. It's Party Nights with Ankle Tap, Jacaranda FM.